This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Laurence. Happy holidays. My guest today is Anthony Healy, who recently came to WMUK to play some jazz piano carols in the Takeda studio. Martin Clem was the engineer. Anthony Healy moved to Kalamazoo with his wife, musician Laura Batinas, less than 3 years ago. Growing up in Massachusetts, he began taking piano lessons at the late age of 13 from an extraordinary Russian teacher who put him on the right track and helped him develop rapidly. After graduating from Ithaca College with a music education degree and gaining 4 years' experience as a teacher and choral conductor in Massachusetts, Anthony Healy decided it was time to look for a master's degree. It led him somewhere unexpected, as he told me at the beginning of our studio session.
I had a different experience at each of the programs I auditioned at, and without going into too much detail about each one, being in Kalamazoo and meeting the faculty, meeting the students, and just the overall atmosphere of the jazz program, the music program, the city as a whole was something I knew nothing about going into it, and it really seemed like the right fit. After our audition, I said, "Wow, I hope I get in here, and I hope that you know, they can offer me some financial aid to make the burden of moving a little bit easier." And so, sure enough, I was actually offered a teaching assistantship, and I got to work as a grad assistant there for the past 2 years, and I just graduated in May.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think we're lucky to have you here in Kalamazoo. At least I feel that way, because I called you out of the blue a few days ago and asked if you would be willing to give us some jazz carols in a very impromptu way, and I'm so glad you agreed to do that. What's something you came up with that you'd like to share with us today?
I'm going to play a version of Christmas Time Is Here, and I'm going to throw in a jazz standard you'll probably be familiar with as sort of the intro and outro of the song.
This is Anthony Healy, live in our studio here at WMUK. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's Anthony Healy and his arrangement of the tune Waltz for Debbie, Bill Evans' tune. And of course, Christmas Time is Here. Thank you so much for sharing that with us here at WMUK.
My pleasure.
I love your sense of rhythm. As you're playing bass and treble and voicing, I could almost hear the brushes on the, you know.
Yeah, right.
On the
iconic
head of the
part
drum.
Of that album, for sure. Yeah,
yeah. And the bass going. You usually do have support musicians on stage
yeah,
with you.
That's a really interesting thing. One of the things I was sorely deficient in when I first got here was playing piano in a group. And having the chance to, you know, you don't have to lay down the bass with your left hand and, you know, play the chords with your, you know, lower part of your right hand and play the melody with your right hand. I was so accustomed.
In fact, you can offend a bassist
oh,
if
yeah.
you cover the bass
that's
all the time.
That's a quick way to never get called again by a bass player, for sure, to be in his territory. But when I first got here, I had just used jazz piano to be kind of a functional general business pianist. And I'd played, you know, private parties and I'd played over the summer a lot. And it was something that wasn't my main focus. I was really, you know, about educating, and I was a choral director, really. And so I had a lot of experience knowing different tunes, which is an important skill for a jazz pianist to have. You have to know a lot of songs. And I'd had a lot of experience playing solo, but not a lot working in groups. And so coming here, one of the things that, you know, Jeremy made me do is to really stop relying on, you know, playing the bass in your left hand and playing, you know, those rootless chords in your left hand, and let the bass player do his job. And over the past 2 years, it's almost I've become you know, more accustomed to playing in a group, and then going back to playing solo piano, knowing everything I know now and knowing how exciting, you know, group interaction can be in a jazz setting, makes solo piano a much more daunting task, because you have to think, like you said, you have to think about what the drums are, you have to emulate what the drums and the bass and everything the rhythm section accompanying you would do to enhance the performance. So it's a hard job.
So that's something that did really change for you by coming to Western Michigan University. That changed your playing.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you say you've worked on that you've brought into your bag of tricks?
Well, I got to say, studying with Jeremy Siskin was, you know, amazing experience in Kalamazoo, Western Michigan. So lucky to have him. And he was very quick to identify maybe the areas I was deficient in and where I was, he knew where I was comfortable right away, and he wanted to go right after those trouble spots right away. You know, he approaches improvisation as sort of, there's four different areas of what you need to improve. Both, you know, there's your technique, there's the ear, there's muscle memory, and there's your heart, basically. And so through his improvisation curriculum, he kind of teaches to each of those things, and you know, you kind of get the best of all worlds in the lessons with him. So, you know, we might start off a lesson, you know, learning a certain run or a certain you know, harmonic device that is famous from certain jazz pianists, that is common to the repertoire, common to improvising, that he'll show you. And, you know, he'll encourage you to learn it in ideally in all 12 keys. You know, if you're any responsible jazz musician, tries to learn everything in all 12 keys, which is a pretty gargantuan task, even for, you know, for one phrase. But you take that to a number of keys, and then you just try to introduce that into your improvising. So that's just one facet of the lessons. But I mean, I could talk for hours about, you know, the whole experience going through lessons with him. And
well,
with
it sounds like a lot of practice too.
Indeed,
Anthony, I wanted to give you a chance to tell our listeners where they can see you playing, and also where they might have access to you as a teacher since you graduated.
I teach privately at the Crescendo Academy. So I'm reachable there. Also reachable at my own website, which is anthonyhealypiano.com. Healy. Getting back to my jobs, the other two were working for the Gilmore Education Program under Adam Shoemaker and Leslie Bowden, and that's been, it's just a really fun, rewarding job.
At Crescendo Academy, what age range are the kids there?
At Crescendo, actually, it's my youngest student is 5, and my oldest student, I hope she's not offended by me saying this, but is 75.
I don't think she'd be offended at all. I think learning music,
she's
taking
awesome.
Lessons
is
at
she,
75.
Yeah, she's got it. And she's learning very well. And yeah, she's it's yeah, one of my favorite students, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to music. You're going to play us a version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Sure. I think the melody of Santa Claus is Coming to Town is, you know, something, you know, kids learn, you know, before they're 5 years old. And you think it's very kind of almost, you know, childish and almost an immature melody. And I think one of the fun things that jazz has to offer is you can take that melody and, like I said, you can kind of dress it up a little bit with some different harmonies that you might not expect, and also kind of stretch the form a little bit and try some different textures as the piece develops. So that's what I'll go for here.
Just a reminder, we have Anthony Healy live in the studio at WMUK on Let's Hear It.
Thank you.
on WMUK's Let's Hear It. That's Anthony Healy live in our studio with his own rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That was fabulous. Anthony, how much planning out do you like to do with an improvised piece?
I've tried planning it out, and I've tried trying to be completely extemporaneous, and I've actually found just recently that I think being more extemporaneous lends itself to more true improvisation, and if you can connect to where the music's going, it can be more exciting that way as well.
I used the word elegance before, and I'm sticking by it. I really think you have just graceful way at the piano. I'd like to reiterate that my guest Anthony Healy can be found teaching at Crescendo and with the Gilmore Keyboard Festival education programs. And we can also see you on a fairly regular basis out in public. What are some of the most common venues where we could catch you playing?
Sure. Right now I play regularly on Friday evenings at Uzo's Restaurant. And every Friday from 7 to 9, I invite a different musician from the community to play in a duo setting with me. So that's kind of a good example to kind of see in action the things we were just discussing. A lot of times we don't rehearse and we, you know, we have a common knowledge of the same set of jazz standards. And, you know, we'll count off a tune and we'll see where it goes to.
Anywhere else we could find you?
And on Sundays, the Old Dog Tavern hosts a jazz brunch. And so from 10 o'clock until 12:30, there is live music. And the cool thing about that is that we have a house band that will play their own set from 10 to 11. And then we take a short break, and then it opens up into a jam session. And so any of the musicians who have getting out of their church gigs early can come, and they sit in. And usually we have a number of players to give the bass player a break, give myself a break behind the keys. We'll have singers come up and play, and it really is a different setup, a different personnel every time we try it, or every new Sunday. So
I remember the day I was there, a tubist got up and did some jazz tuba.
Actually, I was playing tuba. That's right. Yes, that takes courage, by the way. Playing jazz tuba, isn't that fantastic? And he was making it happen, right? Those walkie bass lines. That's the original bass. Right? That's the
sure.
Dixieland bass at the tuba. So yeah, he was sounding great that day.
Well, before I let you go, I should ask you about some of your favorite jazz artists that you enjoy listening to.
Sure. I guess it's always changing, and even this past year I've been listening a lot more to some different players, but to listeners, you know, familiar with his style, it's probably like painfully obvious that I listen to Bill Evans a lot in my playing. And he was my first way into jazz, and I really liked, his approach. And I've been really listening as of late to Oscar Peterson and to Benny Green. And they just have that really, that swinging sensibility with also like the blinding virtuosity. So I'm working on the blinding virtuosity part, but I'm trying to swing as much as I can. And also a pianist who we lost recently, 3 years ago, Mulgrew Miller. He is a wonderful pianist that I've been really listening to a lot more. And he's got that blend of giving a nod to the tradition and also playing really imaginative and very modern, and kind of keeping his playing never sounding like an anachronism.
Are you going to be playing when you're 75, 80, 85?
I hope to. Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope, if I can play every year. I mean, there's some of the great masters are still around today. Amon Jamal is still with us. McCoy Tyner. Those guys are still playing. I saw them play as recently as 2 years ago. So if I can make it that far, absolutely.
Let's hear another one.
All right, sure. I'm going to play an arrangement of an old German carol, O Tannenbaum.
Jazz pianist Anthony Healy, live in the Takeda studio. Thank you so much for coming into WMUK.
It's my pleasure. This is so fun. Thank you for having me, Kara.
Now, I don't know if you if this bugs you as much as it bugs me on the radio, but so often it happens where a musical guest will come in and the presenter will say, and now they're going to play this song. And they start the song, and within a few seconds, the song is piped down so that the announcer can talk over it and finish the show.
Sure.
I wondered if you'd give us one of those songs so that I can say goodbye to the audience while you play us out.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Should I just go right into it?
Go for it.
All right, cool.
You've been listening to Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK, featuring jazz pianist Anthony Healy. He can be found online at anthonyhealy.com. Anthony Healy also regularly appears at Uzo's Pub and European Grill Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. and at the Jazz Brunch on Sundays at Old Dog Tavern. Martin Clem was the music engineer. I'm Kara LaRance. Thanks for listening and happy holidays.